The Supreme Court wrapped up the first of 3 days of historic arguments over the health care reform law. Day one featured a debate over an 1867 law that says federal courts can't interfere with tax laws unless they actually take effect.
And joining us now to talk more about today's argument, Steve Wermiel, constitutional law and Supreme Court experts at American University's Washington College of Law. Steve, good to have you. Thanks so much.
How are you, Sean?
We're doing well. Give us the core of what was being argued over today.
Well, there's a debate in the new health care law about whether the penalty that people pay if they don't get health insurance is a tax or a penalty. If it's a tax, there's this 1867 law that says a federal court isn't supposed to stop a tax before it takes effect. And that's what the fight was about today. Is this a tax? If it is, does it mean that the court can't decide the case about the individual mandate? Or is this a penalty and the court is ready to go ahead and get to the heart of the matter tomorrow?
So really this bit of minutia, because most Americans probably don't care about that, this bit of minutia will decide whether or not the case gets to go forward, right? And when will we learn whether or not it does?
Well, they won't decide this issue until they really decide the whole package. So this is not a case where they're going to huddle tonight and decide whether to keep going tomorrow. They're in for the whole game. And either we'll get a decision, you know, sometime in the next couple of months that says we can't decide the big picture, or we'll probably go all the way to late June and get a decision on the individual mandate.
Okay, as you listen to the oral arguments today, what was it that you gleaned from the justices? What kinds of questions were they asking?
Well, it was very active. There were three lawyers arguing in the entire court, except for Clarence Thomas, who doesn't ask questions, but the entire court was very active. There didn't seem to be a lot of enthusiasm for punting on the issue now and saying this is a tax and we can't decide it. It kind of sounded like they're gung-ho, ready to get to the heart of the matter, which starts tomorrow morning.
And what do you anticipate tomorrow?
Well, there's 2 hours of argument about the individual mandate, and I think it will be a very lively, very heated discussion. I mean, the question there is, does Congress have the power to regulate somebody's choice not to buy health insurance? Is that regulating economic activity? Is that regulating commerce? Or does the thing Congress is regulating have to be more active, more tangible? And that's really what the heart of the argument is going to be tomorrow.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. We appreciate your help.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Steve Wermiel, constitutional law and Supreme Court expert at American University's Washington College of Law.